1987.
At undercoverradio@mail.com.
That's undercover radio.
mail.com.
We'll contact us through postal mail at
Box 293,
Berlin,
Ontario, Canada,
N0P1W0.
That's Box 293,
Berlin,
Ontario, Canada, N0P1W0. And we'd be happy to send you a special 20th anniversary QSL, along with a CD of this show. Tonight I'm playing clips and relaying stories of my adventures in pirate radio back in 1986, when I was known as Progressive Music Radio. So grab a chair, sit back and relax as I relate the stories of Progressive Music Radio. From the apartment for a while, I started to get worried about being caught. After all, I had made a lot of broadcasts from the same location, and I even had a phone line only a few hundred feet away from the transmitter site. I managed to get my hands on a Kenwood TS-430S, which had AM capability. Back then, as far as I know, pirates didn't use sidebands. I went to a local ham fest and picked up a 40-meter whip for the car. Then I rigged up an audio connection straight from my car's tape deck into the mic input of the Kenwood 430. And I was ready to go mobile. I did some testing and found out I could get about a 25-watt carrier out of the radio. The sound quality really sucked, though. But I guess it was good enough. On my first mobile broadcast, I still wanted a phone line, so I staked out a phone booth in a nearby shopping center parking lot. I kept the car running and stayed within earshot of the phone for any calls. I pre-taped the broadcast and included the phone during the broadcast. The system worked out pretty well. Broadcasts were about 45 minutes long, and at least some people were calling me. Things got to be pretty routine, really. I made at least a few broadcasts from my favorite location with the same phone booth. I'm not sure why I kept broadcasting from the same location. To me, it felt pretty safe for some reason. I guess it was just easier to stake out the same phone booth and phone number every time. Then on my third or fourth broadcast from the same location, things quickly got very interesting. I was following my usual routine, broadcasting pre-taped shows and listening for the phone, when suddenly a big wave of man pulled into the parking lot and headed in my direction.
Get back into the jams with